And now, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of the baseball season, I'd like to present one ball that's got plenty of curves on it. It's Lucille Ball.
Thanks for the pretty words, Jimmy.
You deserve them. Ah, Lucille, it's good to observe your pulchritudinousness again. Your lovely face, your form divine, and your hair that's out of this world.
Oh, Jimmy, it's good to see you again, too. Your stalwart, manly physique, your finely chiseled face, and your hair.
Yes, go on.
Get some more hair, and I'll finish the line.
Wait a minute. There's not much there, but every strand has a muscle. But now, let's digress to a more fruitful topic. Tropic. I hear you're starring in a new Paramount picture called Sorrowful Jones.
Oh, yes, Jimmy, and it's a wonderful story. What fun it is working with Bob Hope.
Bob Hope? My nemesis. Don't mention that name to me. He's my only competition in the nose business.
Oh, Jimmy, don't worry about him. When it comes to noses, he's a retailer. You're a wholesaler.
Touché, Lucille, touché. And for your information, touché and touché is fauché. Brilliant. I did it by arithmetic. Brilliant.
Listen, Jimmy, let's get down to the purpose of my visit here today. I heard that you were running for office, and I've got a plan that's bound to get you elected. You've got to come out solidly in favor of women managing industry.
Women managing industry? Why, it's ridiculously, ridiculously. They'll never show up at the office.
What do you mean?
Well, when a woman gets up in the morning, she puts on cold cream, vanishing cream, foundation cream, cucumber cream, and milkweed cream.
Well, a woman has to use cream to look good when she goes to work.
How can she go to work? She's got to keep her head in the icebox all day to keep her face from curdling. No, Lucille. Woman's place is in the home.
Oh, not anymore. Why, I bet if women were given half a chance, they'd completely take over industry and the men could take care of the house. Let's look a few years into the future and see how it would work out. Oh, boy, what a day I had at the office. Darling, I'm home. Oh, there you are. That apron and dust cap you're wearing fooled me.
It fooled the Iceman, too. He melted down 50 pounds before he discovered his error. Tell me, dear, how did things go today down at the office?
Oh, terrible. I've got a new secretary, and is he dumb? He fell off my lap 3 times.
I knew it. My mother told me you turned fickle as soon as I developed middle age spread. I know I'm just a drudge.
Well, you don't have to be. I told you to get a man in to do the housework.
How can I when you only give me $30 a week to run the house? Look at Mr. Brown upstairs. His wife gives him $40 a week.
Oh, Mr. Brown. I'd give him 40 myself.
I knew it. You don't love me anymore. That's why you're so grouchy in the morning.
Well, how can I help being grouchy in the morning? Did you ever get a look at yourself with your nose up in curlers?
Well, I only do it for you. If I didn't curl it, we'd have to use twin beds. Well, maybe I'm getting a little frowsy, but what do you expect? Look at the clothes I have to wear. Your mother's old worn-out slacks. They don't even fit me.
Well, can I help it if you're dumpier than she is?
It isn't that at all. Where I squat, she's not. And where I stoop, she droops. I'm sick of this life anyway. I liked it better when women took care of the house and men went out and earned a living.
Oh, you're just tired, dear. You've done a wonderful job around the house. Why, on Washington's birthday, you baked me a lovely cherry pie. And on Easter, you made me a beautiful bonnet. Believe me, dear, you can do anything a woman can do.
I got news for you. On Mother's Day, I resign.